Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, guys? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from D.C., Baltimore area. Hope you guys are encouraged wherever you guys are. Tonight we're going to have a special guest, Melissa R. Sharp, right after Consecrated for You, and I'm going to be right back. And this is your host, Reverend Dr. G. Wright.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gift and my pleasure.
Hello, guys. Hello. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright. Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are. Tonight, I have a special guest, Melissa R. Sharp. And so I am going to bring her on here in the next minute. And I hope you guys are encouraged wherever you guys are, and know that God loves you, know that I love you as well.
For You. Take my gifts and my
and I am going to bring this time on you in the next few seconds. And tonight, guys, we're talking to discussing racial certified and how we can remain in a healthy state of mind and heart and heal and love as God would have us to love.
Let it
how you doing,
be
Melissa?
Consecrated for You.
Yes, you sound perfect. You sound perfect.
I know I can come to
I know, right?
You, Lord, I know I can come. So I come on with a heart. To be a vessel for Your glory, take mine, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for You.
On my heart and soul, and I was speaking with Melissa, and I said, let me call Melissa, because Melissa, a few weeks ago, you had shared a post on your, yeah, a few months. It's amazing how time is going by so quickly, right? And you had put an interesting post, and you were very, very real, and you are authentic. And I thought that,
let me talk to you, because the fact that we have been in different environments, you and I have been, we have ministered in different environments where we were really the minority, you know. So I just want to, I mean, really, really like maybe like one of two. So I just thought, you know, let me just talk with us and see how you're dealing with with what we're dealing with today, being in different types of settings. You know, there's so much. You know, you and I have shared some of our stories as far as dealing with racism on an individual basis. And there's a story that I have read. I read the story, right? And someone was apologized. Someone had written this letter to someone whom they had apologized to, an old friend who happened to be an African-American or Black. And they were, the guy did not stand up for him in the white setting, you know. And there are just certain things that went with that, things that probably had gone over my head that the guy had experienced, you know. And I guess it's, could we say we're going to keep this real? Yeah, you want to give your disclaimer before I keep on going? You want to give that disclaimer we were talking about before? I think, thank you for that disclaimer. You know, the story that I had read, it was a story, and it was a white gentleman, Caucasian guy, and he basically was saying that if his friend was still alive, he would apologize for not standing up for him when people were saying, oh, it's good to see you're friends with African American, but you know, that's not what they said. They said the N-word. And he wrote it in the apology. And it's just amazed me, because, you know, you and I have been places where I'm sure people have come up to you and say, oh, you have a great voice, you're this, you're that. They like to ask individual, but I've experienced racism. I've experienced going places where people would just point. Like, we went places and representing the school, and people just pointed, like, there's a Black guy. You know, and I've been in those places. And sometimes people are not culturally aware or sensitive to it, even though they might not feel it. They might not be racist themselves. They might not be as sensitive to what people are experiencing from different ethnicities, or the looks or the stares. Have you experienced that? Yeah, being at a place, that uncomfortable place where you felt like, are they feeling me, or how am I supposed to engage the people, or feeling like you were engaged or not engaged? Have you? Right. 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 Mm-hmm. Right. 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 Yeah. Yeah, you know, and the thing about it is that we have these experiences. Thank you for sharing that. We have these experiences that we have experienced, and sometimes we don't get the opportunity to share our story, or just to say when did you have that like aha moment that wow, I did experience that. Because one of the things I've written was that, you know, we've read stories about racism and stories about injustices happening for our parents and our grandparents and our ancestors. And I guess for myself, because I was really an idealist and thinking like, I'm going to look for the best in people. I'm going to look for hope for the best from people. And then realizing that, okay, while I can be an idealist, I also have to be a realist as well. And just, it seems like, wow, this is what we've read and studied about, but it's really here. It's like really in the forefront. So how do we, hey mom, how do we promote healing in the Black community or healing in the world and remain healed and walk in our healing and not become bitter with injustices? Because we do experience it. And I think sometimes our white brothers and sisters, people of different ethnicities just do not realize it, or we're just complicit, you know. And one of the things I've experienced is that sometimes it's almost like we want you to worship with us, but you have to worship like we worship. How about inclusive? We worship the Lord the way we worship Him, you know, and be willing to accept and say, you know what, we're worshiping the same God. You know, you're my brother and sister. You're different. I'm going to love you regardless. But, you know, it's like pulling back something that you thought was, it's like I just thought it was, we had advanced more than this from where we are right now. I thought we had gone a little bit further, but it's like we're dealing with the exact same thing. And then dealing with it in the church, it's like, okay, let's just keep it real. Let's just be real. Let's just be real with it. And that's kind of my thought, discussing the racial spiritual climate, not, you know, in anger, but how can we remain in a healthy state of mind and heart, heal and love as God would have us to love. You know, it's kind of hard to go ahead. Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah. Right. Yeah. You can't be reconcilers and really deal with what's within and deal with each other if we're not honest with each other. You know, and I love what you said right here. Distraction takes away from the mission, then the focus is gone because you're so focused on the vision. But what happens is that, like, what happens, like, when we have conversations with brothers and sisters that we thought, you know, in brothers and sisters in Christ, we thought we were good with or in good relationship with, and it's like they're complicit. I had a conversation with someone, and it's not about political parties. You know, for me, it's a matter, but everyone has their voting preference, and whoever you vote for is who you vote for. For myself, I just looked at, you know, the injustices that are happening with so many people. As a black man, like I love people, right? I love people. But it doesn't matter how many, I think I've shared this with you, it doesn't matter how many letters I have behind my name, how many, what things I have in front of my name. When people see me, they see a black man. You know, sometimes people aren't looking past color. So there are people that I thought were good, the relationship, or not even relationship, but the camaraderie was respected. And what I've realized is that we have our, even in body of Christ, we have our prejudices. We know some of us, we have our prejudices. Some of us are racist. And it's like I said, how can we preach Jesus and you ignore the fact that your brother or sister over here is being treated unfairly? You know, it's almost like, pray it's going to be okay, but what is your role? What is our part in the healing process? You know, Myra Richardson says it's time to heal. That's right, Ms. Richardson, Myra, it is time to heal. Right. Right.
Set the stage for all that this year has been. Some of the healthy practices I have is
Right. 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 Yeah. Woo. Mm. All right. 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 Drop the pen. Drop the mic. You know what you said? Listen, Alice, I'm taking some notes because you are teaching on here. What's going on, Trina? You know, what's going on, Mom? You know, and I love the fact that you said that, hey, Jaleel, you talk about idolatry, slippery slope, and that whole thing about is it in the party, political party? Because people are saying these things. These are what you just said are things that people are saying. Some people might say them in the church. I'm seeing people say it on Facebook. I'm seeing people say it on social media. As far as this is the person, we want this person. This is our savior. I've heard some people even say that he's going to save us. And what you're saying is we really put ourselves in line to really be dealt with for doing that. Yes, Lord. It's like I was at the pier today in Baltimore, and the water. I tell it was about the clouds, the rain clouds are coming, and I put on my post, the storm is coming, and it's like the storm really. And I said, just think about it. Even spiritually, the storm is coming, you know. And I think that God used this pandemic to hopefully bring us back to him. And it's amazing that we've gone through the pandemic of having to focus on God. And then here comes this election, right? We were thinking we're coming out of this pandemic. And so much is going around. It's happening right now. It's very, very important that we stay focused on God, on Jesus. Stay focused. It's hard. And so it's like, how do I love? How do I stay keep my mind in a healthy place where I can really hear from God rather than say, okay, I'm going to become emotional and respond to everything. Because even in the midst of some of the things I've experienced within the past week, I was ready to get on, I was going to post my video, my cell phone went dead as I was making my video. So I was like, okay, Lord, I think you're telling me to sit back and listen to what you got to say. Take some time. Once you put it out there, it is hard. You can't take it back once you put it out there. It's out there. You can apologize, but once you put it out there, it is out there. And are we part of the solution or are we part of the problem? Right. 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 Yeah. Right. Yeah. One of the things you said, which I have to say, is so true. What's going on, Cuz? What's going on, Willie Mae? Is that I have some relatives. I have a niece. Found out I have a niece who is she's mixed. You know, she's biracial, and I have some cousins who are married. You know, and it's who are married to other ethnicities. you know, people of other ethnic races. And, you know, really, honestly, there's some people I have connections with. They might say, oh, you're my brother. I say, you're my sister. But it's like, get to that point where we say, you know, I think trying to put this, having this conversation, because this is a real conversation. It's not like pushing it under the rug. You know, I did think about those relationships. It would make those relationships null and void, you know. But it's like the connection is already there. Like, we have to come together. And I think one of the hurtful things is that when you really discover that some people just don't, that some people you might thought were cool just won't see the plight of the ethnic plight of what people have gone through. They won't see. Some aren't willing to have the conversation. Some aren't willing. So how do you reconcile trying to have a relationship with someone who's not willing to reconcile or even be empathetic or even say, I'm going to hear what you've got to say? Yeah. All right. Well, I love that. I love that. I love that. I love. Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah. Right. Right. Deflect. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah, because one of the things I love what you said as far as the word, keyword, deflect. You know, sometimes we don't want to deal with the real issue, so we really deflect without having to really deal with it. But if you have that real conversation, and don't put it off and say, okay, I'm going to get that to that the next time or the next day. But really have that conversation then, because it grows and then it festers. And then when you finally do have the conversation, it's on a different level. Then, rather than if you had just taken the time to say, let me address it in love. Because in some relationships, I've had to say, you know, that's a little offensive. You know, for a black person, that's a little offensive. But the person has to be willing to say, speak up. Let me turn my mic up. But a person. Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'll get it. Turn my mic up. All right, Myra. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, but to have that conversation, to have that honest conversation, say, let me talk with you in love. And then if you really care about the person, about the relationship, you're going to say, I'm going to listen to what you are saying. When you say, I feel like X, Y, and Z, I'm going to be willing to really, really listen. But you said that the conversation has to be ongoing, and you have to have room really for that person to grow and make mistakes and just say, you know what? Yes, yeah, speak up in love. That's right, Myra. Thank you. Speak up in love. You have to be willing to do that. And one thing I've had to do is I've had to say to myself, okay, am I going to, if I were to hold on to anger and bitterness, then that would change my heart. Then I would change what I'm, how I'm supposed to interact with people, even with that person. You know, these things change and can change the course of what God would like to happen in our lives if we don't speak and deal with it. And it's like, okay, do I want to walk around with bitterness? No. It's like you said, I have to guard my heart. And then if the person is unwilling to really, really deal with it, then you just got to wipe your hands, pray for them, and keep it moving. But it's very, very important that we guard our hearts, and we just have this. Thank you, Byron. Brian's saying great conversation. You know, it's very, very important that we really, really deal with it, because some of these relationships that I've had have been relationships with people for years, 20 years or so. And do we allow ideologies to keep us, not the word of God, but like I said, ideologies, or as you said, idolatry, idolizing people, to keep us from the love of Christ, keep us from walking in love, to keep us from at least coming together and working together? But we have to be willing. Everyone has to be willing. And if the person is not willing to have the conversation, then you have to pray for them and keep on moving. Yeah. Right? That's right. 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 Yeah. Right. 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 You know, I gotta say, sorry, go ahead, keep on. Okay. Myra says, don't put a period where God put a comma in a person's life. And one of the things you had said that I have to say is when you say that person cannot change, guess what? Guess who you're really talking to? Yourself. So you don't allow yourself to grow, because you're already saying that person can't change. You're really, really talking about yourself. Because while I'm pointing at you, I have four fingers. Well, three. You get the point. You have fingers pointing at yourself. So really, when you say that person can't change, you're really saying that I cannot change. Even so, you're saying you're really applying that to yourself as well. So are we willing to make that change? Are we willing to say, okay, I'm not going to put on the anger, so I want to still walk in love? I have to be honest with you, if we can have this honest conversation. Because, you know, I'm saying this, 1 John 4:19, right? It says, we love because he first loved us. If any man says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he's given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. So if I say I love you, you know, we might not agree, but I'm going to still say, I love you. Lord, help me to get to the point where I can see that person's point of view. But Lord, help them. Help us all so we can work together. But the biggest thing is that we guard our hearts, which you said earlier a few minutes ago. Guarded our hearts. We have to guard our hearts. We have to guard our mind. What are we feeding ourselves? What are we feeding ourselves? What are we looking at? What are we listening to? You know, so it's very, very important that we stay in the Word. It's very important that we stay on top of our relationship with God. It's very important that we speak love with each other. In love. All right. Yes. 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 Right.
I don't care how long I've been a Christian.
Yeah. You know, I love when you say that. You know, you kept it real right there. You kept it real. You're not the exception. I'm not the exception. We aren't the exception. You know, we all have the ability. Say, Lord, can you change us? And we have to allow God to change other people. Give them that same grace that we want. Give them that same grace. All right. Right. Grace. Right. 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 Yeah. Yes, that's true. That's a good point. Maybe it's not them. So this whole time, this whole thing with discussing the racial and spiritual climate, and how we can remain in a healthy state of mind and heart, heal and love as God would have us to love, we have to do that self-reflection. What is my role in this? And then how can I impart, as you say, impart grace to other people that I would want to have for myself? Sometimes it's about having that conversation that is hard to have and just having that conversation, plant a seed. And one thing you said earlier, we might not see it, but we have to be willing to plant that seed and believe that God will do the rest. And Lord, please work on that person's heart, work on my heart, work on our hearts. You know, plant the seed, bring up the conversation. Perhaps the person didn't realize they had all these different things going on. Prejudices, racism. Perhaps they did not know. Perhaps we don't even recognize our own. So it's very, very important that healing process is really say, Lord, this is a song that came to my mind. Turn my heart, O God, make it ever true. Turn my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Turn my heart, O God. You remember that one? Is it changed my heart? Oh God. Okay, it's changed. Ever true. It was I just had turn change. Yeah, no, it still works, right? I just rearranged it. But that same thing, Lord, change my heart. Yeah. You know, and I love that what Myra said, say that there's a difference between boundaries and cutting people off. You can set those boundaries. Right. Because that whole thing about boundaries are good. You know, but cutting people off, you know, how can we grow? How can we grow? If we're not willing, we have to be willing to do that self-reflection, you know. Well, so this whole thing and the racial, spiritual climate and how we can remain in a healthy state of mind and heart, healed and loved as God would have us to love, we have to be willing to do that self-reflection. Be willing to extend that grace. Be willing to say, okay, what is my role in this whole thing? And let's not deflect the real issues, deal with the real issues, plant the seed, bring it up, and then be willing to say, okay, are we willing to work through this? Are we willing to work together through this? And as you said, it takes time. It takes time. And then set up those boundaries and say, Lord, change my heart, right? Not change my heart. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true, you know. And if he changes our heart and we allow him to change our heart, then we can get in that place where we can have that honest, continue to have that ongoing, honest conversation and be willing to say, okay, you're hurt. How can I help you as the body of Christ, as your brother, sister? It's not going to always look like that. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes you can't go through the ashes and get to the beauty if you're not willing to have an honest conversation. Yeah. You know, one thing I talk about on my show on the Ministry Time is together that we do on Tuesday nights from 9 to 10 is learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes we're going to be in some uncomfortable places. And we're thinking, look what the devil's doing. No, God is trying to get you to see and deal with some things so you can grow, so you can change, so you can turn, you know. But we have to be willing to deal with that. Because sometimes the situation doesn't change. He changes us in the situation. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think the part that, you know, when you and I have spoken before, the part about it, about having an honest conversation, my heart was so broken because I was like, this is someone that the particular situation I had, I just thought differently. I thought differently about the person. But, you know, people are people. And people have their own background. They have their own worldviews. But if we can get back to the love of Christ and allow Christ, God's love in us to be that example, but then we have to be willing to walk it. We have to be willing to go through the process. We have to be willing to allow God to change us. And I had to say, okay, that's where that person is. But I can't allow those things to change my heart. But it's about being honest and saying, okay, this is what it is. But it can't stop right here. So this is what we're dealing with. How can we go on to the next level? How can we move beyond this? Are we willing to make some changes? Yeah. 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 And, you know, think about it. We cannot ignore what people are experiencing. We can't ignore what people are dealing with. You know, can we be empathetic? No. Or is it just a matter of we're stuck on things have to be our way? We have to be the one who win. We have to be the one who has to be right or correct. You know, if we can get beyond that and just say, Lord, show me my heart. Show me your heart and show me my heart. And please help me to change. Help me to become the better person. So even if things don't change, Lord, show me how to still spread your love. Even someone who does not like me because of the color of my skin. You know, then my mom said, I got to say this. My mom says this conversation is on point and needs to be shared. Love you too for coming up with this idea. Right. Yeah. You know, Byron says, thank you. Faith said this, honest conversations make for honest friendships. And not being afraid to have the honest conversation. Right. Right. Mm. Yeah. Mm. In love. I love what you said. Know your audience. Know your audience. Right. Yeah. Right. And when I went through that whole thing, I told that person, God bless you. Love you. I wish you the best. I'm praying for you. You know, and just had to leave it there. So sometimes people are not going to be willing, but we have to say, let me put that guard up, that boundary up. Say, I'm going to love you with the love of Christ, and I'm going to keep on forging ahead. I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep on saying, Lord, here I am. Please use me. Yeah. And we're not going to always be there to see their growth, but we might have been instrumental in planting that seed. You know, I hope you, first of all, I have to say this, I'm very, very blessed. And I know you guys are blessed to have Miss Melissa R. Sharp here tonight. We tried this the other night. I'm glad it happened the way it happened because the people who are supposed to be here are here right now. That's what I believe. And those who are listening, who are looking at this later, you know, are you willing to allow God to use you? Are you willing to say, you know what, if I love God, I'm going to love my brother, my sister. And sometimes you have to love them where they are. Respect the boundaries and keep on moving forward and not become distracted and not allowing the distractions to keep us from our mission. Right. Right. Yeah. Right. 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 You know, and the thing about it is that one thing I say is this: everything we do, the foundation has to be love. The foundation has to be Christ. You know, the foundation has to be love. You know, so in that whole thing about healing, speaking to each other in love, exhorting each other, encouraging ourselves, and being willing to say, Lord, allow your love to change me so I can see the world as you see the world. You know, if we're not willing to deal with our own pain, fear, all these different things, we have to be willing to deal. And then saying, okay, Lord, first we have to also have that honest conversation with ourselves, that self-reflection. Lord, show me my heart. Show me my part in this whole thing. And like one of the things you said earlier, remember, this is not our home. This is not our final destination. Thankfully, this is not our final destination. So how serious are we to walk in healing? How serious are we about guarding our hearts, about allowing the Lord to work through us? And having that honest conversation, we have to be willing to do that. So if we want change, we have to be willing to have that honest conversation. In the kingdom, yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we've got to be willing to do that as the body of Christ. Now, listen to this. First of all, I want to say we can keep on talking. We're going to have a part two to this. Now, we definitely have to. And I just want to say God bless you and what you're doing and for allowing the Lord to speak through you tonight. You definitely have been a blessing. And listen, I took my notes. And you said some of the things that I was thinking. So I just wanted to say God bless you. God bless you. And God, listen, we're going to do this again really, really, really soon on Thursday night. Now, my question for you, you know, I see that you have a lot of your family and loved ones who come through. I pray that you guys will, okay. Oh, thank you, Mom. I love my mom. She really supports. And she says, Melissa, thank you for coming and speaking on this important topic. Blessings to you in your ministry. Greg, very proud of you. Blessings to you in your ministry also. Love you much. Now, you guys, what are you willing to take with what we've shared tonight? What are you willing to take with you from this discussion? I love some of the things you guys have said, and I've written some of these things down, what Faith had written about honest conversations, honest friendships, you know, and what you said, distracted, distraction, mission, the whole thing, not being distracted in this season, not being distracted. Let me ask you this question. Do you have your website or anything up if someone wanted to reach or contact you? Listen. You need to have a website. You need to have your website, okay? You need to have your website. Okay. Yes, I definitely will. I definitely will. Oh, you're welcome. And God bless you. God bless your ministry. God bless you, you guys who've come out on a Sunday night. You could be doing something else, but thank you for coming out tonight. God bless you. We'll see you guys. Bye-bye.